have to get kind of located here, so. Praise the Lord. It is good to be here. My wife and I have looked forward to this for some time, and it's always good to be in the house of God. And I've been deeply blessed by being here already. God has touched my heart. Praise the Lord. Well, I'll give you a scripture and then read, and then you can be seated. Isaiah 66:1. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build unto me, and where is the place of rest? And I'm going to talk to you this morning about the fullness of joy. It kind of goes with the Sunday school. I thought that teacher was, well, my, he knows what I'm going to preach. There's no use in me getting up there. That was great. You may be seated. Thank the Lord. And Brother Kyle, thanks for that kind introduction. If I could live up to all of that, it would be wonderful. But I've actually been the foreign mission director of Wisconsin and on the Foreign Mission Board probably over 40 years combined and all. So my wife and I have been married. We got married in 1956. So you can do the math. I've been saying 59 years, but my wife says it's 58 until October. Then it'll be 59. And I said, well, we kind of went against Brother Kyle's rules. We dated for 2 years before we got married. And also, I said, we've known each other for over 60 years. So anyway, God has been great. And just a little bit, I grew up in a wonderful apostolic home. And my father was a minister. He also had a business. And the church in Bossier City, Louisiana started in our living room. I was in about the first or second grade. I don't remember just what age I was, but so Bossier City Church has gone from probably 20 people to over 600 now. And Brother Jerry Dean pastors that church there now. And my wife and I, we got married. I'd already been evangelizing with my brother for a few months. And then we got married and we started out evangelizing in 56 and been going ever since. And the Lord has blessed us. We've been a lot of places, seen a lot of things happen. We moved to Milwaukee in 1979. But first, we've been in Wisconsin a little over 50 years. When we first moved into Wisconsin, Wisconsin had a total of about 13 churches. And today, we've seen it go till we're approaching 100 churches. And with Daughter Works and all, it's over 100 churches. So we've seen a lot of things happen along this journey of life. God is so great and so wonderful. You were singing a chorus a few minutes ago, I'm a Friend of God. And I remember when we moved to Milwaukee, I started teaching some lessons about I'm a Friend of God. And God is my friend and I'm His friend. And one of the older men in the church, then, or one of the board members, came up to me after a few months, and he said, you know, Brother Rogers, I appreciate that teaching. He'd been in the church for a number of years. He said, I never had really thought of God being my friend, and that He was my friend, and I was His friend. And, you know, I'm a friend of God, and it's such an honor that He calls me friend. You know, you read that God calls, I can't imagine God calling Manuel Rogers a friend. You know, that's just hard because I know Manuel Rogers, you know, and fairly well, but he knows me even better than I know myself. That's another amazing thing, you know. God is so wonderful, isn't he? He's such a great friend. And I want to talk about the fullness of joy. And just a statement, why should we be concerned about hosting the presence of the Lord? You ever thought about that? That you're privileged, we're privileged to actually host the presence of God. And what a privilege that is. What an honor, you know. We earthlings can host the presence of the Almighty God. You know, each one of us have that privilege that we can host the presence of God. If you've been filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you are hosting the presence of God, whether you realize it or not. But he allowed himself to come into your life, and we're now hosting the Almighty God. And all of this worship today, it's just such a privilege that we may host the presence of the Almighty God. What a great God he is. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. I see I've got to keep this thing going here. Keep touching. I guess it keeps going off. I'll admit it's my first time preaching with my iPad. I generally have a string of notes out here. And I told my wife, I said, well, I'm going to try that iPad today and see how it works. And it keeps kind of going off and on. But hosting the presence of God, and what a privilege that is that we can host the presence of God. My wife and I, we do a lot of walking, and I've done that for I don't know how many years, just out walking in Milwaukee. Our church is in Greenfield, Wisconsin, in Elam, the Bible Church, Elam Tabernacle. But walking the neighborhood, praying for the neighborhood, I found we meet a lot of people when we're out walking. If you'll smile at them and say hi. I told my wife once before I got into all of that walking, I said, you know, I've never seen a happy person jogging. They always look like they're just struggling to go, you know. And also, I haven't got into jogging, but I try to walk, try to keep a halfway smile on my face, even though sometimes I'm getting really warm and tired. But you meet a lot of people, and then we walk the mall in the wintertime. It's kind of cold in Milwaukee to walk right outside. And so I've been doing a lot of walking in our mall, about an hour a day, and we get about 3 miles in an hour. So I've met a lot of really wonderful people. And, you know, people are really hungry for God. And you know that. I've told the church in Elam in Milwaukee, I said, you know people in Milwaukee are hungry for God. You drive across this one high bridge, and as far as you see church steeples, you know, of all kinds of churches, you know. And I said, you know people are hungry for God because you see all these church steeples, churches all over everywhere. But so many people are hungry for God, but they don't really ever get acquainted with God that they can call him friend. But I was walking in the mall, and I'm talking about hosting the presence of the Lord. Why should we be concerned about hosting the presence of the Lord? Well, I noticed one day when I passed a young mother and her child. The mother's name is Pam, and the child's name was Samantha, and her mother called her Sam. But little Sam was in a walker, and she was struggling. She's, I don't know just what disease she's crippled up with. But the mother, Pam, would get in front of her. She's in this little walker, and her mother would get in. The little girl would be about here, and the mother would be here. And she's got her arms out, come on, come on. And the girl was struggling with her little feet. And my heart just, I And after I'd made a couple laps around, and I kept seeing her, well, in almost an hour, she had not progressed from there to, I'd say, maybe to that fan over there, is how far she had progressed in that length of time. And I stopped and asked the mother, I said, is this your daughter? Sometimes they're caretakers, you know, they're taking care of these little children, but no, it was her daughter. So I talked to her for a while and talked to little Sam. And I said, Jesus loves you, honey. And I have to excuse me, because every time I think, see, I see her in my mind, right? Little girl struck. And then when she would make that this far, her mother would throw her arms around her, and she'd hug her mother and just hold on. And I talked to her several times during that time. I saw her every other day or something, and I'd talk to her. And the mother, when she'd see me, she would just grab me and hug me. And I talked to them about the Lord. My thought goes to being Jesus, you know. If I thought, Lord, I just want to be able to do like you did. And you'd see somebody in a crippled condition and just walk up to them and say, rise and walk. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to do that with Pam or Sam. But we saw her again. I hadn't seen her in the mall for quite a while, and we were out in another area of the city. And here was Pam and Sam and Pam's husband. And when Pam saw me, my wife and my daughter and grandchildren were with us, but Pam just ran up and grabbed me and hugged me real tight. And I talked to her, met the husband and all. But, you know, hosting the presence of God, what an honor it is that you can meet people like that and talk to them about this wonderful, wonderful God that loves everybody, anywhere, any place. He loves everybody. Thank the Lord. Aren't you glad to know a real, true, living God? My, the Lord is so good to us, and he's such a wonderful friend. Another day I was walking in the village. We live in Greendale. I was walking in the village of Greendale, and I saw this lady. She was way ahead of me, and I was walking quite a bit faster than her, she crossed the street right in front of me, and across the street was a couple families, and everybody except us have dogs, you know, and they're walking these dogs. Well, this lady, when she crossed over by them, these dogs started leaping at the end of their leash. They were just trying to be friendly, but it scared her. She jumped back, and these people said, oh, they're not going to hurt you. She said, yeah, but I'm afraid of dogs. And I stepped between her and the dogs, and then we walked on down the street together. And I found out her name was Faith. I met her in also then sometime later walking in the mall, and I talked to her, and she remembered that scene. And I'd already talked to her and told her who I was and everything, but I didn't. And she told me her name was Faith. And so when I was leaving, she happened to be right at the door, exit door. And she was going on, but I said, Faith, after you told me a few minutes ago your name was Faith, I've been walking and I've been singing a chorus, Faith, Faith, Faith. You don't need a whole lot, just use what you've got. And then tears just came into her eyes. And since then we've had some experiences. The other day, my wife and I were walking together and around in the mall in the food court. As we were walking along, I'm talking about hosting, the value of hosting the presence of God. And I'm walking along, kind of, we walk pretty fast, and then all of a sudden a tug on my arm. And I turned around, and it was Faith. She had caught up with us, and she said, "Oh, Pastor, I wanted to tell you about this friend of mine that she's been having treatments." And I told her, because I had talked to her a few days before, and she had told me about her brother was having some problems, health problems and all. And my wife was with me, and I just laid hands on her right there in the mall and started praying for her brother, or her brother's condition. She said, "I told this," Edith, I think was her name, said, "I told her about you praying for me and our family and my brother, and how that now he's out of rehab and doing well, and I wanted you to pray for her." So we're in the food court, right, walking along, you know. So I just, my wife and I just laid hands on them and started praying for them. And, you know, it's just here, you know, I'm a nobody, but here I'm hosting the presence of God. And it's what a privilege that people recognize that. And they'll just come up to you, people that you only know by just meeting them. And they come up to you and want you to pray with them and pray for them. They were not ashamed for me to pray for them in the mall. So I'm telling you, people are hungry for God. Wherever you go, they're hungry for God. And all we that know Him, we that are hosting His presence, need to be at the place that we can present Him, present that wonderful dynamic presence of the Almighty God to whoever, wherever they are. Let them know that there's a real, true, living God that loves them. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I'm excited about serving God. Praise the Lord. He is so wonderful to us. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you build me? And in this last statement, where is the place of my rest? Thank the Lord, I kind of feel like He rests right with us, right inside of us. He desired to come into the heart and the life of each individual here and every individual that's walking outside somewhere in this area. Thank the Lord. Aren't you glad for that privilege of walking in the presence of God, hosting His presence everywhere you go? He's always there. He's always with you. People aren't aware, but He's always all around them. Heaven is His throne and earth, His footstool. That means we're always walking at the very feet of Jesus Christ. He's always everywhere present at the same time. He was in with Brother Kyle down in Jamaica. He's still blessing people today in Jamaica while Brother Kyle is here. He's blessing people in far off Africa, far off Asia. God is everywhere, and everywhere people are privileged to host His dynamic presence. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Well, thank God. See, I mentioned that I received the Holy Ghost 1949. So that's a few years back. But one day I got to just thinking about it, trying to, in my mind, go back as far back as I could remember, you know. And as far back as I could go, I remembered my parents taking me to an altar, having me dedicated to God. I couldn't recall how old. I was just a young child. But I could remember standing at that altar with Mom and Dad and the preacher laying hands on me and praying for me. And oh, God has been so good to me over these years. I've not always pleased Him. And I've told Him that many times, "Lord, I'm sorry. I know I've not always pleased You. but you've always been there. You've always been with me. You've kept me. You've guided me. You've directed me. And I thank you for it. Acts 7, verse 47, 48 and 49. Solomon built him an house. Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet. And again is a repeat, heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? Thank the Lord. Psalm 16:11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. We're living in a crazy world, really. It's all mixed up. And you know, people are trying all kinds of things to be happy, to make them happy. You know, they're trying all kinds of stuff, you know. I don't know if you know anything about the Green Bay Packers. I know it's Florida something else down here, but we were privileged to go to one Packer game. I guess you can count it a privilege. But I'd never been in a crowd like that before. But I'm thinking about it. We're all here. We're wanting to see the Packers win. They did beat the Bears that day, but all this yelling and screaming, and people are thousands. I think it was over 70,000 people there that day, packed out in the stadium, and it's a huge place, and they've added seats since then. But why I'm saying that is we're in a world that's craving happiness and security. And not only that, but I mean, they're all over, all kinds of entertainment in our world today. And people are just going to it and spending hundreds, thousands. By the way, I didn't buy those tickets, so. But people are spending hundreds and thousands of dollars for entertainment, millions of dollars. And it's happening all over everywhere. And it's taking place, but I can tell you right now that the path of life is in the presence, is the fullness of, you know, you're wanting to be happy? Just start worshiping God. Just start praising Him. Thank the Lord. You want pleasure? You saw all these crazy people running up and down, twirling, and even Brother Kyle, go down the steps. And I mean, you're talking about happiness and joyous. What a scene it was. Now, Brother Kyle, I couldn't run down those steps like you. I wanted to. Finally, I got up nerve enough, and a fellow helped me down the steps. I found a way I could have gone down over there. But when the Lord starts, you know, you start praising Him, and He starts touching you, you got to move. You got to do something. Praise the Lord. If you can't really run or jump, just develop your own little dance before the Lord and let God's wonderful, joyous presence flood your entire being. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank the Lord. Nehemiah 8:10. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet. Send the portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Thank the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Thank God. Aren't you glad for the joy of the Lord? My, you can come into the house of God feeling horrible. think you can't take another step, but you begin to somehow begin to worship the Lord. Clap your hands, or raise your hands, or bow your head, or something, and all of a sudden you feel that pain. It's gone. We were praying for people that had pain a few minutes ago, and then it's gone, and you're feeling great because you're full of the joy of the Almighty God. Thank the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Psalm 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The tabernacles of the righteous, that's where the joy of the Lord is. That's where the strength of Almighty God is, dwelling within your being. Can you imagine Almighty God inside of this tabernacle of flesh? My Lord, my God, how great thou art, how loving, how kind, how merciful. Praise the Lord. Well, thank the Lord. You know, in the Elam Tabernacle, it's only one little half step down from the platform. So I preach as much in the audience as I do on the, but here I'm not going to go up and down those steps. I'll leave that up to Brother Kyle. Isaiah 12:2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Thank the Lord. Life would just not be worth living as far as I'm concerned if I did not have the wonderful, glorious, majestic presence of Almighty God dwelling inside right here. Manuel Rogers, this flesh is full of the wonderful, glorious, magnificent spirit of the Almighty God. What a joy that is. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. See, you don't have to be afraid, ashamed to come to God for whatever you need. Thank the Lord. He tells us right here, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Why do you want to host the presence of the Lord? There it is, the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Our world out there doesn't understand what you're enjoying in here right now in this house of worship and praise. They don't understand it when you're walking the mall and you have a smile on your face and you can stop and pray and ask the Lord to touch somebody. They don't understand that, but that's what they're craving. We need to be more of privilege, realize the privilege of letting out, letting go what we're hosting inside our being. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Finally, brethren, Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Thank the Lord. Think about it. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. And then I want to read some of that from the from the message. You know, I do have my Bible up here, even though I'm looking here. But the Message translation, some of those same verses, Philippians 4:6. I like this. Don't fret or worry. Some of you, are you worried today? This is the word of God. The Lord says, don't fret or worry. You're all excited and happy. But don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, what should you do? It says here, pray. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, and will come and settle you down. And I like this part. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. You know you're worried? Well, just let Christ come in. It's wonderful. Well, Christ will replace that worry. My, you want an answer? There it is. It's all from God. God has everything you need. He's not lack. He can do anything. He can bless you material or physically. He can bless you just blessing just because you're serving Him. He'll bless you. He's so wonderful. Summing it all up, friends, I'm still reading from the message. I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. You know, I've told a lot of people, you should never be depressed if you know the Lord, because you control. Start thinking about the good things that God has done for you. Thank God for whatever it is. If nothing else, just thank Him for letting you live another day. But just think about the good things of God. You can't become depressed when you're in the presence of the Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I surrender everything to you, Lord. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Well, thank the Lord. I got some more. Well, I keep watching that clock tick up there. But I mean it. See, it's 12:52. It's 11:52 in Milwaukee. We would already be going to lunch. I'm not. Oh, don't tell them that. Well, it's 12:52 here, so. I'm sorry, I take that back, but it's true anyway. Philippians 4:9. Put into practice, this is Paul now, teaching the church at Philippi, a Pentecostal church just like we're in. Thank the Lord. Said, put into practice what you've learned from me. In other words, what I've taught you. In other words, what Pastor Kyle teaches you. Put into practice what you learned from Pastor Kyle, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into His most excellent harmonies. Thank the Lord. Harmonizing with God. Oh, thank the Lord. What a joy. Verse 10, I'm glad in God. Here, Paul. Paul, you know, he probably was one of the smartest men that the apostolic church has ever had around. But he said, I'm glad in God, for far happier than you would ever guess. Happy that you're again showing such strong concern for me. Not that you ever quit praying and thinking about me. You just had no chance to show it. You know, the other day we were out with a pastor and his wife, and the wife told my wife, we were kind of shocked. She said, you know, I have to work at being happy. And I said, well, she didn't say that to me. But my wife said, well, she was shocked, because they're good friends of ours and pastor a good church. but said, I have to work at being happy. Well, my, you know, we've been together 60 years altogether. And oh, we've had our ups and downs. I'm not saying everything's been a bed of roses, but we've been happy. And we're still happy. Thank the Lord. I'm just happy that she's put up with me those many years. Thank the Lord. And God has been so good to us. But I'm glad in God, far happier than you would ever guess, Paul said. And then verse 11, actually, I don't have a sense of needing anything personally. I've learned by now to be quite content, whatever my circumstances. Verse 12, I'm just as happy with little as with much as with little. I've found the recipe for being happy, whether full or hungry, hands full or hands empty. I found the recipe for being happy. Just worship the Lord. Thank the Lord. Just thank the Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, dear God. You're so wonderful. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, thank the Lord. It's a privilege to know the Lord Jesus Christ. It's such an honor to host his presence. Thank the Lord. And I trust that you'll be happy that you're a Christian hosting the presence of God. Wherever you go, the Lord's always there. And I remember one day I was out walking, and I got to thinking about, you know, the earth is the Lord's footstool, and I'm walking this sidewalk, and there's these cracks in the sidewalk, you know. I was told as a child, if you step on that crack, you'll maybe break your back or something. So, but anyway, I'm walking along, and I get to thinking about, you know, the Lord's here. This is his footstool. He's right here with me. Oh, thank you, dear God. Thank you, Lord. And I'm just praising the Lord while I'm walking along, thanking him for his ever presence. He's always with us. He'll always be with you. You don't have to be afraid of what's happening in our world. The wars that are taking place, they're just created by man. Man's trying to find happiness by killing other people. That's just unreal, beyond my mind's ability to comprehend. But it's happening in our world. But aren't you glad that you found there is a place, there is a presence of the Almighty right in the midst of all the chaos, all of the trouble, all the ISIS killings and all the wars, everything that's taking place, the world turning upside down. What once was sin is now accepted as the right way to go. And all of that, the world's mind is being changed, but there has not changed the mind of God one iota. He said in his presence, there's fullness of joy. At his right hand, there's at his right hand are pleasures that you'll never comprehend in the life of the world. But you can enjoy the wonderful, glorious, magnificent presence of the Almighty God wherever you are, right here in Palm Beach or wherever we are. There is the presence of God, and in his presence is fullness of joy. We are so privileged to host the dynamic presence of the Almighty God. Praise the Lord.
Let's stand to our feet and begin to worship this mighty God. If the music will come, come on, let's send up praise. What a message we've heard here today. We house the power of God. We house the anointing of the Lord, the glory of the Lord. We are privileged to have his power. We are privileged to have his anointing. And so you might ask yourself, how do I house the presence of the Lord? How do I get this power that Pastor Rogers was speaking about? You know, when Jesus was walking with his disciples, he said, I am now with you. He said, but I shall be in you. I shall be in you. Right now, I'm only in your presence when you're walking with me. If I depart from you, then you are alone. He said, but I go away. It's expedient that I go away unto the Father, that I might be able to send what? the comforter back to you. That's what the presence of God does for us. It comforts us. So no matter what we're facing, no matter what we're going through, no matter what the trial is or the difficulty, the power and the presence of God will comfort you. This preacher said here today that we're living in a world that's looking for joy. They're trying to find joy. They're trying to find comfort. Their spirits and their minds or their souls are stirred and confused and angered and hurt. And they're looking for this peace. They're looking for this comfort. They're looking for this joy. But the only place you're going to find it is in God. There is no other avenue, because see, God created your soul. He created your soul, and He created it for fellowship with Him. And so the only way your soul's ever really going to be satisfied is when it is in fellowship with Him. And that's why He wants to come inside of you. He told His disciples, go and tarry at Jerusalem. He said, you shall be endued with power from on high. When the Holy Ghost comes upon you, when thy spirit comes inside of you, I'm going to give you power. I'm going to be your comforter. I'm going to bring you peace. I'm going to give you joy. I'm going to help you in a world that is confused. I'm going to give you clarity of mind. In a world that is full of fear, I am going to bring you comfort. I'm going to give you faith. In a world that is sad, I'm going to give you joy. Hallelujah. I feel it in this presence, this place here today, right now. Every eye closed, every mind on God, just for a moment. Sir, you're here. Ma'am, you're here. You've come to the house of God. You've felt God. You've been other places. You've felt God. You've prayed to God. You've felt His presence. But the Lord is saying, I want to do more than just touch you. I want to come into you. I want to make that tabernacle. I want to make that vessel my place of rest. Oh, thank you, Pastor Rogers, for that message. I want to make your vessel my place of rest. I want to come and abide on the inside of you. I want to live in you. And I want to help you and strengthen you and guide you and direct you. That, friend, is what the Spirit of God is all about. It's why He died on the cross. It's why He shed His blood, so that He could send the Comforter back. And so through the shedding of the blood, our sins can be remitted. And through the remission of our sins, the power of the Holy Ghost can come upon us. And that's when Peter was preaching, and he talked about the death, burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And the men looked up at him and they said, well, you know, what do we do? They looked up at Peter and the rest of the apostles. What do we do? And Peter said unto them, repent of your sins. Ask God to forgive you of your sins. Tell God that you're sorry for the things that you've done. And the Bible tells us that if we confess our faults, we confess our sins, then He is just to forgive us of those sins. Peter said, repent of your sins. And then what do we do? And then be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Why? For the remission of those sins. When you go down in that water, the old man, the Bible says the old man dies. But when you come out of the water, you come out a new creature in Christ. You've let the old man in the water. You've let the old ways in the water. You let the old sins in the water. You let the old path in the water. You let your old heartaches in the water. You let your old pains in the water. You let your old trouble in the water. He says the blood will be applied. Repent of those sins. Be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of those sins. And then Peter ends this with this wonderful message that Pastor Rogers preached here today. And he said, and the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and you shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. For the promises unto you, your children, them that are afar off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. You see, it's the plan of salvation for you. Repent of your sins. We serve such a loving God that when we open up our mouths and we say, God, forgive me, He's there. He doesn't come to condemn. He comes to love. He comes to help you. He's come to lift you up. He's come to bring you out. He's come to strengthen you and to wrap his arms around you. And the moment you begin to confess, he'll do that. You'll feel his power. And then we'll baptize you. There's a baptism right out that door. We'll baptize you in the name of Jesus. And if you've ever been buried in Jesus' name, you know what I'm talking about. You say, well, I've been baptized before, but oh, listen, if you don't know how it was, I'm telling you, there's nothing like going down in the name of Jesus Christ. He's the one that shed his blood for you. The blood will be applied to you in that water. It'll be applied. You'll come up out of that water and the heavy weights of this life will be gone. You'll come up out of that water and the struggle of your soul will be freed. And something will begin to build up on the inside of you, and all of a sudden, this great God of glory that Pastor Rogers preached about today will come to rest in your soul. And your life will never, ever be the same again. What a message. I wonder if there's someone here today you'd like to step out from where you are. We're just going to give an old-fashioned altar call. I remember my first journey down the aisle. I held on to the back of that pew, but something was pulling me. Something was calling me. Somehow I broke away and I made my way down that aisle, and while I walked, I could feel the power of God begin to flow over me. I was repenting as I made my way to the altar, and I remember when I lifted my hands, I never spoke a word of English. A language began to flow out of me as God filled me with his Spirit, and my life has never been the same since. And God wants to do that for you today. He wants to be your helper. He wants to be your strength. So, sir, ma'am, I encourage you to step out from where you are. Maybe you're standing next to someone and you know they would like to come and pray, but you know sometimes we need a little help. You can just ask them, come on, let's go pray. Let's go talk to God. You know there's a situation in your life. There's a situation you need the Lord to take care of. And so we invite you to come, but we also invite those of us that have already been filled with the Holy Ghost and baptized in Jesus' name, because I'm telling you, I know that this precious man of God has ministered to many of us here today, that we have not allowed the rest of God to be upon us, and we're still worrying about things. We're worrying about tomorrow. We're worrying about situations in our life. We're worrying about difficulties and things that have gone wrong and troubles that have come and hardships that are there, and they're occupying our mind. They're controlling our heart and our spirit. But God says, no, 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 no. Worry about nothing. Fret about nothing. Be concerned about nothing. But in all things, let your requests be made known unto God with thanksgiving. Come on, somebody. Come on. It's what he wants you to do. And the peace of God, it'll gird up your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. It surpasses all understanding. Why don't you come? 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 Let God touch you. Come on, saint of God. Come on, brother. Come on, sister. You know you've got trouble in your heart. You know your heart's troubled. Why don't you come and let God touch you today? Let the Holy Ghost begin to move upon you. Let the Spirit of God begin to flow over you. Let the glory of God come upon you. We're going to worship the Lord in song. We invite you to come. We invite you to come. Let's come and pray. Let's come and pray. Let's come and talk to God. Let's come and reach out to God. I need your touch, Lord. I need your anointing. I need your blessing. I need the glory of God. I need the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for those that are coming. Thank God for those that are coming. Church, let's come down and find someone to pray with. We've got families in our altar that are coming to seek God. Let's come and pray with someone today. Make your way down to the front. Let's find someone to pray with. Let's come bring the power of God that's in us. Let's come bring it to them. Come. Come pray for them. Come touch them in the power.
They're in your presence.
Everything
bow before you.
Found in your hand the fullness of joy.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming.
Every fear suddenly wiped away.
Thank you for coming. God bless you.
Here in your presence.
Make your way. Let God touch you. Make your way. Let God bless you. His power's in this place. His glory. God's about to do something. I can feel it. I can feel Him beginning to move. I can feel His power begin to move. Oh, I wouldn't pass this up. I wouldn't pass this up.
Woo! Heaven is trembling in all of your might.
Oh, that's it. That's it. That's it. Let's call out to Him. Let's call out to Him. Call out to Him. Call out to Him. I need your peace. I need your peace, God. I need your peace. You to rest in my soul. I need you to come upon me, God. Come upon me. I need the help of my God. I need the help of my God.
Sing here in your presence. All things are new.
All things are new.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Here in your presence.
Everything bows before you. Sing that again. Sing here in your presence.
Here in your presence.
Wherever you are, reach out to God. Wherever you are, reach out to God.
Here in your presence.
Heaven and earth is come upon.
Give that situation to God. Quit worrying about it. Give it to God. That's what you do right now. You turn it over to Him. Say, Lord, I've been worried about this, but I'm going to give it to you. I'm not going to worry about the results or the outcome. I'm going to leave that in your hands, God. I'm just going to praise you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to exalt you. I'm going to magnify you.
Fade away. Every crown is no longer on display.
Here in your presence.
Here in your presence.
Oh, hallelujah.
See,
hallelujah.
Heaven is trembling.
That's it, brother.
Heaven.
That's it, sister. Reach out for
him.
Reach out for him. Reach out for him. Give him your heart. Give him your soul.
Kingdoms.
Give him everything that you are. Let the peace of God come upon you. Let the peace of God come upon you. Reach out, reach out, reach out.
We are undone. Here in your presence, heaven and earth become one.
Right here in your presence.
God, I need you. Come on, tell him. I need you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. I need you to take this pain. I need you to take this doubt. I need you to take away this fear. Oh, God, I want to put it in your hands. I need the rest of God. I need the peace of God upon my heart. Come into my life, oh, God. Help me to give this to you, Lord. Help me to turn this over to you, God.